Welcome to Awakening Matters with your host, Cynthia Sloan. I am wishing you blessings and tremendous peace at this time. And Awakening Matters is really a consciousness that is present in the moment, meaning there's no prep, there's just the conscious awareness that I will show up and know that whatever is on the minds of so many that communicate with me and send me emails and even texts, that is what will unfold and manifest. And I do so with a heart full of love and knowing that I will receive as much as others. And so Awakening Matters has been going on for some time. And I don't just mean my show, I mean matters that awaken humanity, to a very constant knowing that all that is, not only in humanity species, but all species, including Mother Earth and her body of work and everything in between, including the cosmos and the earth plane, Mother Nature, et cetera, and so on and so forth, bodies of water, mountains, everything has a consciousness, has an energy body, has the ability to communicate not only with its own species, but its surroundings. And when I say species, I'm definitely talking about how humanity and this is just my observation. I'm sharing on this show, Awakening Matters, what I have observed, and it's simply for you to contemplate if it resonates. If it doesn't, then don't and move on to the next subject. So anything I share on the show is just my experience, and if it awakens you or if you feel like it matters and it calls to you from within, then I invite you to create your own language and move with it. So back to the consciousness of all form absolutely communicates with itself at all times. Why? How do I know this even? As a small child around the age of 5 and onward, I could not only see the aura of humanity and my dogs and the animal kingdom, etc., but I could see around me that what we as humans see as space, from one home to the next, or from on the highway, or on a hiking trail, that isn't space at all. It's not empty, void space. It's actually a body of work. We are participating and coexisting in an energy body of work that we are moving through and with, but not void of. What does that mean? It means on a hiking trail, or even in your own home where you're going from one room to another, there's the illusion that you are walking through space, when really, at all times, what you're walking through is the energy of consciousness, the energy of the awareness of the space itself, becoming the translucent or void, quote unquote, area, meaning there's nothing there supposedly. But even as a child, I could see the consciousness. What did it look like? It looked like a matrix of light with energy running through it, light running through it, different symbology running through it. I mean, it was just, I shouldn't say it was, it is. So beautiful, breathtaking. In fact, even as a child, I would stop and just stare. In fact, it was not unusual for me to either be left behind or to be left, you know, somewhere in the park or something. God bless my mother. I think she thought I was in the car. Maybe, just maybe. My aura was in the car, but my physicality was still on the hiking trail or what have you, but I would be staring at what looked like space to others or the space around a tree or between trees, and I would just be in awe. at the beauty of it and the fact that the space itself, the geometry, the energetic movement, the vibrational frequency, I realized that that energy, I could feel it. I could see it taking notice of me, and because I was taking notice of it. And so I say this to you, and I'm trying to do my best to translate visually what and how that came across to a child or an adult. But the truth of the matter is we are living in a collective consciousness, and I'm not just talking about humanity. I'm talking about all living life on this planet that matters, and all other species communicate with each other. They don't necessarily have the English language or other languages, the extraordinary beauty of all languages. However, there is a communication of intuition, the intuition between species, the intuition and the language of that intuition is connected to the grid and to the constant presence of life itself in sacred geometry, in vibrational frequency, known or unknown by you. Let's take our human bodies as an example. We walk around with bone, blood, tissue, cellular, all of that. But we don't walk around, for the most part, and hopefully you're not in a place where you have to. But even if you have to focus on bone, cell, or blood, or what have you, because you're in a healing process, that's extraordinary as well. I'll get to that in a minute. But going back to the fact that we do not walk around as beings looking visually through the tapestry of our skin to all those different parts internally. And we also wake up and go to sleep with the conscious awareness, or not, that all those parts are going to communicate or get along or know what to do or what not to do through the night or in the morning, etc. But how does that all happen? How does that all happen? How is the balance of all of that beauty and extraordinary experience not only sustain itself, but you wake up the next day to start your day and focus on other things while the body of work continues to show up for itself, in turn you as well? There is a balance in the resonance of the fact that we are divine instruments. And if you don't resonate with the word divine, or you're not ready yet to see yourself in that form, or you don't need to at all because we're all here having different experiences, then I'm saying that we are instruments ourselves. So as an example to you, if there is an orchestra and it has all these separate, let's say, instruments, each instrument can be considered a voice. So each instrument in an orchestra is one voice. And when you get those instruments together, you're talking about many voices cooperating in turn to create a collective language. And that language that comes forth is usually, I'm going to talk about instrumental music. I'm going to talk about music, and all music can do this, but I'm in, for lack of a better term, and much so I think an orchestra can define this better than rock and roll, but it's still the same. Okay, so you have each instrument create the voice, not to mention the one with a voice as well, meaning the human part if it's not classical. And so classical music. And so then you have this collective language that comes together and creates this body of work where these divine energy instruments are coming in and co-creating and also waiting for their part to come in and then together as one co-creating. But the whole process is about creating. And so here we have human bodies. Let's look at the human body as a symphony, a harmonic choir. So the human body internally is a symphony. It is a harmonic choir. I mean, there are all types, as you know, in your human body, all different types of forms, vibrations, electrical matter, vibrational matter, etc., different forms in your body that are vibrating at different speeds. And so you are a walking symphony. And you are communicating with different cells, tissue, bone, blood, etc. And that is an energy collective. That energy collective has one specific purpose and reason. And that is not just to keep you alive, but to have its own experience. And I've touched on this, I think, almost every conversation I have with you, that we are a divine collective energy voice within us. And why is that? And that is our originating soul contract. Your originating soul contract, regardless of what life you're on, will always state prior to you coming into body that you are willing to come into body, that you not only desire to come into body, but you have the free will willingness to come into body in order to be. And so without question, you are part of your own symphony. And I'm saying this for one reason. When we look at, when I say we, I mean myself and my spirit guides, because I not only work with others, but with my own counsel every day. When we look at the consciousness of humanity, there seems to be, regardless of what form you're in, how old you are, where you live, etc., there seems to be, with humanity in general, a very strong belief that it is greater than the other living life forms that exist on the earth, even the earth herself. And so that is not the case in any way, shape, or form. And what we want to remember is that when we walk on this earth and we participate on this earth plane, we are here to make it better. We are here to help it. We are here to love it. But it is a very far stretch to do that if you don't love yourself. And so you can see in humanity, not just now, but throughout history, where it struggled with loving itself the most, because instead of it focusing as a collective to make things better across the board, it was focused on fighting each other. And that energy became that energy of conflict, that energy of divisiveness, or that energy of forgetfulness, or that lack of mindfulness of why we're here to begin with, became and becomes a very opportune place for, let's say, acidity to grow. So a lack of oxygen. And it doesn't just affect humanity. It strips oxygen away, because humanity is becoming acidic, strips oxygen away from its environment. And I'm talking about, yes, physical ways it does that. But then I'm also talking the energetic vibration of breath, the energetic vibration of oxygen in all life forms, and the balance that all life forms are here not only to not really express themselves, meaning I don't know that the animal kingdom or mountaintops, I mean, they're here to express themselves without question, but they do so from a collective language of the heart, from a place of love, from a place of balance, from a place of an energy that is so beautiful, it does not forget itself, nor that everything that is around love But let's say that everything that exists in creation does so. It exists because it is in a vibration of love, and it is also in a vibration of balance in all that is. So basically, to break it down even further, the Mother Ocean has a relationship with the land, and the mountains have a relationship with the Sky Nation. And so it is about honoring that spoken and unspoken language. But what it comes down to is, if that language is being honored, which was the originating commitment, that language is coming from place of creation, the place of validation that all beings are, all beings, not just humanity. In fact, humanity is here to witness the magnificence and to take in the breathtaking manifestation of everything that is here, and not to put itself in a position that is greater than everything that is already here. And so I say to you, that the evolution of species, the evolution of thought, the evolution of the emotional body, the evolution of other forms, absolutely is here and occurs through experience. And so the experience of knowing the following, and this is really the... Well, I'll let you decide what it is. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Emotion equals energy. And so emotion equaling energy means that you are a walking, living, breathing energy output or energy destroyer. I'll put it that way. So you're either generating tremendous love and light and energy. And by the way, you're not doing that so that others validate you and see you and acknowledge you. Maybe that's your journey this time around, but at some point in your life, you'll be generating this knowing and remembering, becoming a member again with yourself, that you are here not necessarily to be acknowledged by humanity, but to honor all life, including the life that dwells within you. The life that dwells within you is to be honored, celebrated, and loved, not necessarily by others. And by the way, the stronger you shine your light and the greater you expand your love, there's a very strong chance that those that do not love themselves will not like you, will judge you, will abandon you. You'll get all kinds of negative because you are shining so much positive. And when you really get and internally receive the knowing that those that hate me, judge me, abandon me, etc., are doing so because they're comfortable doing that with themselves, then you will truly be free and you will come home. You will come home within you to connect once again to a place that never left you. And that place not only is home, but it's a place that is waiting for you and internally there for you in a connection to, I was talking about energy equaling emotions and emotions equaling energy. Your ability, when you go internal, when you, if you meditate or you visualize yourself going to the center of your being, what you will meet there, at the center of your being, is the entire universe, is the entire universe holding you up, loving you, and loving all that is. And when I say loving, I don't mean human love. I mean a love so much bigger, a love that's created so much beauty and magnificence everywhere, and also witness the opposite. But for you, as an energy being equaling emotion, if you are looking to feel fulfilled, if you are tired of feeling lonely, if you are tired of feeling unhealed and frustrated and having things in your mind go wrong or be rejected over and over, whatever it is, if you want a physical, emotional, mental, personal healing, know when you look at the strongest mountain range that the very fabric of light that dwells within that mountain range is the same fabric that dwells within you. If you are looking for strength, look to Mother Nature, look to what speaks to you of ongoing and unending connectivity. If you are lonely and you are seeking to have family, if your family never loved you, if you don't have any friends, or the people that you do have in your life are no longer in your life, whatever and wherever you are in your journey, look to, and I know that some of you are like, might be saying, oh my gosh, are you serious? Yes, I am. Why? Because I've lived it. I've lived it and I know the impact it has. I do not offer you emptiness. It is only you in receiving what I offer to you to let go of it and then offer yourself emptiness or to receive the fullness of it. And it is this. If you are lonely, then look to the Sky Nation. Look to the species that mate together for life, that fly miles, thousands of miles together for generation after generation. And why am I saying that? Many people are like, I'm not a bird. Well, actually, no, I'm not going to tell you you're a bird. But what I am going to say is the cellular, well, let me put it differently. No, I'm going to do it. The cellular geometry within the vibrational energy body of a bird exists within you. We are all a part of each other. And so when I say you are lonely in your humanity, look to these beings and know that why they fly together and where they go and how they communicate exists within you. I'm telling you, one blade of grass, and you look in your yard, or you look at the park, or you look at the mountain, one flower petal, or what have you, is a part of who you are, and then you amplify that, or you times it by 10 million, that's what you're connected to. Now, why does that matter? Verbally, you're not going to feel it. If I say this to you and you go, uh-huh, nice. Whatever. You're not going to feel it. But if you close your eyes and you go into a meditation or a visualization the next time you're at a park or you're walking and you call forth the soul of the Flower Nation, the soul of, and use your own words, but as an example, the soul of the mountain ranges, the soul of love in all its forms, celebrating not only who it is, but how it is, and its ability to survive centuries upon centuries, and you say to yourself, I'm going to make room within me to feel that, to remember that I am a part of that, to connect to that stream of consciousness that I don't have to ask for and receive from another because it dwells within me, but I must, in my free will, give permission to connect to it. Give permission to connect to it so that I can feel it. And so I say to you, if you're in survival mode and if you're looking to an external event or events in your personal life or global world and you want to make a difference or you're panicking because you want something to happen one way versus another, I'm saying to you, you have the power to influence that outcome, whichever thing you're focusing on, whether it is a relationship or it's Mother Nature in your backyard or whatever it is. How do you influence it? I would say to you, but make it your own, you influence it. You can visualize the outcome of your choice. However, the visual is just one frequency, and you are made up of endless frequencies. So I'll say it to you this way. The visual is one TV screen, and you are infinite TV screens. Oh, that's odd. Okay, let me think of another one. So the visual is one-dimensional, and you are endless, interdimensional, and ongoing. And so I say to you that to visualize it is one thing, but to close your eyes and go within and to feel it, to feel the outcome of your choice, and to fuel that, and to focus on that, and to feel the joy, the celebration, or the relief, or the peace, or whatever it is that you're seeking, is to really add to the outcome of your choice. And so think about that in regards to whatever it is you are seeking to affect. Because what you are focused on, if you are focused on it with fear or lack or doubt or anger or frustration, you're going to impact fear, anger, doubt, frustration. You're going to grow those energies in your life. So you want to focus on peace, relief, joy, well-being, celebration, love, hope, positivity. And then you're going to not only grow that in your own life, but whatever you're focused on while you're feeling those energies, those emotions, emotions equaling energy, energy equaling emotions, you're going to impact the outcome of your choice in that way as well. And so you are an instrument in a world that is far beyond humanity's world. You are an instrument and you are a part of an orchestra. And your personal instrument matters so much that to remove your instrument would change the entire body of work. You are here on this earth plane right now with reason and purpose. And that is up to you, your free will, your soul contract, your reason for being. And what I'm telling you is that all paths are different based on the soul evolution of the person, etc. But what I am also addressing is that humanity is here on this earth plane to witness, give life to, and celebrate all life forms. All life forms. And the only reason that you are here in body, let me change that and say, the primary reason that you are here in body is to celebrate how loved you are, how much you love yourself, and how much love dwells within you that you created and co-created yourself into form. Oh my gosh, that is amazing. Human form is extraordinary, but so is everything else. And I'm here to tell you, if you have a wonderful dining room and you have it filled with furniture, I'm even going to go down to the fact that furniture that is made of wood or metal or fabric is alive. It has a consciousness. It has the ability to hold its form and be a part of your orchestra in the experience that you are having. So did I just say that your furniture can talk to itself? Yes, I did. And not that it does, but there really, it's an illusion to really believe that there are certain species, beings that have the ability to communicate and other form does not, that it's dead. No, it isn't. If it is on this dimension, it is expressing itself and holding a form for you to have an experience. And not only you, but for itself to have an experience. So that aside, I'm certainly not, I'm saying to you, go home, go within, go to the center of your being, close your eyes. You are a vibration. You are a frequency. You are a body of work that is extraordinary. You are connected far beyond any issue that you are dealing with, that you are struggling with, I'll say. And with that said, connect to, now, how do you connect? You can start by saying out loud or to yourself, I want to connect to my home within. And then you can go on beyond that and say, and I want to connect with the home or use your own words, but as an example, I want to connect to the universal grid that I'm a part of. I want to connect to all life form in its greatest expression of love. And I want to feel my part in it. And I want to enjoy that. And I will tell you this, the reason I'm talking about this, and I never know what I'm going to talk about ever, because I honor the moment so fully that I show up and allow whatever wants to be co-created to come through. But I will tell you this, every moment, and regardless of where you are in your life, I'm sure you've had moments, I hope you haven't, but I'm sure you've had moments, I have, where you just felt like you couldn't go on, or that you didn't want to, or that it was too much, or a burden, or heartbreak, or God forbid, an illness. I've had all of the above, healed myself from several illnesses, been told, I can't even count how many times, you're going to be dead, you're going to die, you're not okay, etc. And so what I'm here to tell you is not to not listen to those who have opinions for you and about you, but also include your own in it. But I'm also here to tell you that if you feel like it's the end of something, it is. It's the end of something because there's a new beginning about to start. Know that you have a choice that, and sometimes it's not an immediate choice, and sometimes you're completely alone. And you don't know how to start anew or to even begin again. Or maybe you don't even want to. And that's okay. Allow yourself to do what you need to do as far as being detached and just letting yourself breathe, and that's enough. But I'm telling you that you are so loved. You are so loved beyond measure of any hardship you have ever faced in your life, beyond any level of condemnation, beyond any level of fear or doubt, you are loved. Can you imagine that you are loved greater and beyond the worst times of your life? And I am praying and hoping for you that you haven't had as many worst times as I have had. But because of those, I've been shown that the universe is made of love, holds itself together because of love, in love with itself and everything that exists within it, including you. And it connects to you and through you. And that even if you are unconsciously unable to access or believe that you're unable to access your home within or to feel it or to know it, it's got you. It's got you. It's holding you. It's holding you up, and it's ready there for when you turn towards yourself and go, well, I guess I'll begin again and again and again. But every time I will love myself even stronger, with even more clarity of how loved I am, not by humanity. If you are loved by humanity, I celebrate you. But I'm saying, in addition to that, and for those who don't feel loved by humanity, I love you. And I say to you, the universe loves you and is with you every breath you take. You are not alone. And so I spoke earlier about the fact that we are part of a body of work that is an extraordinary planet and all the beings of life upon it, from the minutest, smallest, most insignificant to humanity, but very important. Now, well, let me finish my sentence. Insignificant to humanity as far as like a bug or something that humanity thinks, well, gosh, get that away, I don't need that. When in actuality, all these, the perfection of the universe is extraordinary, of the universe is extraordinary. That every single insect, plant, bug, life force in form matters and is here for a reason. It's here as part of building blocks so that you can have the life that you're having. So gratitude and the opportunity. Now, do we all walk around in gratitude? No. No, we don't. We are human. Perfection is an illusion. And yes, are there times that we wish in our humanity that we acted differently? Absolutely. That's called soul evolution. That's called soul evolution. So if you can forgive another, you can forgive yourself, or actually quite the opposite. If you can forgive yourself, you can forgive another authentically, and then move forward into the exploration and beauty of what can be co-created next. And so I am saying that it is so important to remember and never forget that you are part of a collective consciousness that you can't hear or see, whether it's the universe, whether it is mountains speaking to land, speaking to Mother Ocean, but for those of us who can see, hear, participate, and feel and know, don't take our word for it, but know that everything is in balance and meant to be in balance from a place of higher love, from a place of that higher love dwelling within you and being honored, even if it's gratitude you're holding, gratitude, peace, well-being. Again, if you want a certain outcome to be a certain way, focus on the positivity and the outcome of how that feels to co-create that. Also, you are not here, well, let's see, how do I want to say that? You're not necessarily here to, well, maybe some of you are here to make a very big difference in the world. But please make a difference in your own life because you can only offer others where you are at in the moment. And so become what you want to receive from others. And the irony and the beauty of life is then you are fulfilled and your desire to receive that from others is no longer there or it's greatly diminished. And then that's when you start receiving it. You start receiving it in a very big, strong way. And so I say to you that the key here is to remember when you feel disconnected, when you feel all hope is lost, regardless of the focus, that you matter, awakening matters, and that you matter, and you have the ability to go within, to connect with home, or whatever you want to call it. If I'm talking about home, meaning where you come from and where you return to dwells within you and goes with you. whatever you want to call that. But to free yourself is absolutely part of why you're here. You are meant to be here to recognize and love yourself back into. So to recognize what? Recognize that just being here is the gift. And that's why you're part of that gift. And it is extraordinary. It is truly extraordinary to be here. You know, so many people, scientists or what have you, teach about wind and, yes, my spirit guides are talking to me so many times, temperatures, climate zones, and all of that is so important. But before there was all of that information, an infinite wisdom or guidance, if you will, depending on the subject matter, there was no knowledge. There was just the knowing that, or not even the knowing. It just, when it rained, it rained. When it was windy, it was windy. When there was something was happening with the weather. But I'm here to say that the weather is very much a part of what I am communicating about. And that is, whether it's the wind or the rain or the seasons, all of those aspects also have divine consciousness and the ability to communicate with one another. Why are there different seasons in different places? Why, et cetera, et cetera? There's certainly a scientific basis or what have you for the explanation of all those aspects. But there is also a language that is being spoken between these energies and the consciousness of the wind goddess and the rain and Mother Earth, etc. And so I say to you, before we start trying to control or to even know the language of something outside of us, please go home within you. Get to know your own language and start by loving yourself back home. And what does that mean? It can mean loving yourself back to center, anchoring in your own balance, breathing, feeling at peace. Earlier, I talked about and touched on being told that I was going to die many, many times by many doctors and individuals. And of course, I am talking to you from the earth plane, so I'm still here. And that is because I was shown as a very young child not only the external view of energy and the consciousness and how it manifests and communicates with itself and each other, but then immediately I was shown how the same thing exists within my body and how different forms in my body, even cells, the trillions of cells in my body, were communicating with each other and different organs. And so there was a constant teaching in regards to that, and a constant, application in regards to that, to the point where self-healing on many levels became the case because I participated in the language as opposed to feeling that I was separate from it. And so there is an inner language within your body that is part of the universe, that is part of the massiveness that is the universe, that is the same language. You are not separate from the music that you create. You feel the music you create because you are a part of the music you create. You feel what poetry, a movie, you read a book. Why do you feel moved to tears? Because this dimension is a constant communicating, love-filled body of work and being. expressing at all times, and you are a part of that. And so what if I was to tell you, I want to put this out there for you to contemplate if it resonates. Think about this for, if you want. What if the species called humanity was all the same? What do I mean? What do I mean? I mean, what if the species of humanity got together, trillions of souls, and said, okay, we're going to manifest on that planet, and we are going to impact that planet, and we are going to have different beings have different experiences, and we're going to have, until we come full circle and have an experience of oneness or totality or whatever it is that you want to contemplate, you are part of that collective. So the collective consciousness is, if you are in human form, you are a part of the collective consciousness of humanity. If you feel like humanity on any level is not moving in the direction of its originating contract, then you have the power within you to focus on the outcome and feel that outcome. Not the fear of the lack of that outcome, but the knowing that the outcome is the one you are feeling, regardless of its health, relationship, whatever it is that you're focused on, or even bigger external focus. But know that you have as much power as you feel disempowered in. What does that mean? If you feel tremendously if you feel, I'm going to put it differently. If you feel that you are unloved or unlovable by your parents or your family, and you feel that intensely, maybe even anger comes up or frustration or deep sadness, but nonetheless, it's a passionate, emotional feeling, you are most likely loved at that level and beyond it by the universe, and probably by the souls that have passed over that were your family. You are now, and that withheld love from you, now they are showering it upon you. And you are being shown that in many different areas and ways in your life. Now, if you're not being shown that in many different areas or ways in your life, then go within, connect with your inner home, that place of heart, balance, anchor within you, and connect there with the statement of, I love myself even more than I've ever felt hated. I love myself greater and expansive, more than I've ever felt a lack of love, whatever it is. The extreme or the lack thereof it, focus on the opposite of what you've been feeling and what you want to feel, and let that be your statement of choice for that day, for that week, for that month, whatever it is. Why am I saying this? Because it is a practice that I have offered my cells, my organs, my body, my life, and I feel very grateful that it has offered me a language that not only is my own language, but it's the language that my body speaks as well. And so there's continuity, and there is a collective consciousness within that feels seen and heard and what? Loved. There are parts of, if you are not well at this moment in your life, if there is a part of your body that is not working the way that you desire, it needs you to love it. Not to hate it, not to wish that it was something other than it was, not to judge it, but to love it completely and fully. You don't have to love that it's not working right, but just have compassion for that body part. and love it the way you wish you had been loved, or the way that you would love it if your body came back online and started working the way you desire. The vibration of appreciation, love, respect, all of those vibrations work together to do what? To heal. They heal. Sorry, you're going to hear my dog in the background. So, see, everything has a voice. Everyone has a voice and a choice. And so there you go. With now they're playing. So I will bring this full circle and say, yes, this dialogue has been a little all over the place. However, a little bit of all the parts have existed, even if they were all over the place. So I wish you blessings and love all the time, endlessly. And I invite you to get in touch with me if you are new to my show at Cynthia Sloan, S-L-O-N, 9.com. And you can definitely connect with me via YouTube, Cynthia Sloan. I have a YouTube channel as well. And my website will give you other information. I wish you just the greatest and most full moments that end up becoming a lifetime of fullness and wellness of being. So thank you so much for joining me tonight on Awakening Matters. And I do have a puppy, so I'm a little distracted. And know that even that experience, I know, has its reason and purpose. So join me in 2 weeks from tonight, where I will really dive into the depth of health, healing, and even different illnesses, what they mean, why they're there, and how to heal them. Blessings. Bye.